This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We're talking about decency and civility. We're talking about low standards. And the Biden family's in full frontal view of us on all of this. Now, we've talked about it in terms of the cocaine found at the White House. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm gonna put myself out there. I think it's hunters. I do. I think it's hunters. Now, I tell people, don't jump to conclusions, and I'm not telling you to follow my lead, but I think it's hunters. I think I have enough sort of connective dots here, enough breadcrumbs to believe that Hunter did it. And here's my rationale. One, Hunter is addicted to coke. Two, Hunter has a tendency to leave his stuff behind. And three, well, Hunter's addicted to coke. But as I proposed last hour, it could be Russian misinformation. Maybe it was not cocaine that was left behind. Maybe it isn't Hunter's. Maybe it's a Russian that planted it. Maybe it's leftover from the Trump administration. That's probably where we'll settle, right? It was found in a nook and a cranny, and it had a T on the bag. It was branded for the Trump administration, and Trump was getting his coke out of China and reselling it under the table at all of his resorts. Yeah, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Glad you guys are here. Civility, decency, lower standards. So the Joe Biden administration is supposed to have brought civility and decency to the American public, to the White House, which means the world is looking at us as being more decent. Let me tell you what the world is looking at. The world is going, how did America fall to such a degree? How did America go from electing one of the finest presidents ever? You don't have to like him, but electing one of the finest presidents who performed to putting in a pathological lying moron whose family is a disgrace. Joe Biden, let's be honest, is an embarrassment to America. And there are people who want him in office. Donald Trump revolutionized politics by anybody's standards. I'll put it to you this way. God, my hand to God. If Donald Trump were Barack Obama, if Obama did what Trump did, they would be carving his face right now, Barack Obama's face, into Mount Rushmore if he performed like Trump. That's a fact. And you can bet that if Barack Obama were performing like Donald Trump, they wouldn't have shut our economy down over Wu Flu. Now, they're going to get their money. That's the only problem is the left. We can't have a left version of Donald Trump. It can't exist. You can't be affected. You have to be raping and robbing the public. That's what your role is as a leftist in this government. Guess I wouldn't want to talk about that. I want to talk about decency and civility and with respect to the Biden family and their other grandchild Navy. Because, see, I see the Biden family as deadbeat parents and grandparents. Hunter Biden knows Navy is his child. I watched a lot of Maureen Springer and Steve Wilkow and other shows. I watch these shows where people go, you are the father. And this is after the most acrimonious, hey, my baby, hey, your baby, this baby got your eyes, this baby got your ears, or whatever. And I've watched these shows. And you know what? Almost every one of the guys does. I'm talking about, these are street thugs, that people that you certainly wouldn't want your daughter dating, but almost to a man, when they say, you are the father, Maury says, hey, now that you know it's the kid, you know what the street thug, the little hooligan does? He said, well, man, I mean, now I know it's mine, I'm going to step up, man, I'm going to step up. Now, I'm not telling you're going to be the best father in the world, but they take ownership. Almost every single time I've watched those shows, they say, well, I apologize. I thought you was messing around with old Ray Ray over there. You know, they apologize. And then Maury says, what are you going to do? It's your kid. You know it now. And he says, I'm going to do what I can, man. You know me. And Maury's like, oh, he pushes him a little bit. And, man, I'm going to take responsibility. This is more than the Biden family's willing to do. Not only is Hunter Biden not wanting to take responsibility, he hides money from his child and the mother of his child. He gets there, he strong arms them so that they reduce it while he lives a life of luxury. Look, I'm not getting all up in anybody's business. You know, who you sleep with, how much money do you make, how much they get, that's up to the courts. But what I'm telling you is the laws that apply to regular people with respect to child support are being thrown out the window because we have a dual system of justice. So Hunter gets his numbers released, and then one of the things that I don't know, I've heard the both sides of it, they said Navy is not allowed to use the Biden name. That's what I heard. Now, why would you stop your child? First of all, you can name your child whatever you want. But one of the stipulations, supposedly, and I saw the story, it says they didn't want to, they wanted to keep her from having the Biden name. And I said, I remember thinking, you may not want it. That may be the best part of the deal, is you can't have the Biden name. It'll be like Dahmer. It's political Dahmer. Or Hitler. I'm just saying. Now, then I did hear that she could have the Biden's name. I still say the same thing. Be careful. You may not want it. But let's get off of Hunter for a bit. Grandparents, when they find out that you, because I talked about this with my grandmother who didn't think my cousin's baby was his and found out it was his, and I was just like, yeah, okay, I guess she's one of mine too. The Biden family knows this is their grandchild, and Joe Biden will not alter the number of grandchildren that he has. He still says he has six. Now, what is it, Mr. Decency and Civility, how decent and civil is he being towards his actual biological grandbaby? How is he? How's he being? I have a half-brother, David. I have a bunch of them, but two of them I know, Don Andre and David. And my uncle said of all the other kids, he says, Kev, there are 12 of you, you and Kirk, and 10 others that we don't know. Now we know two. And he goes, but the family only recognizes you and Kirk. And I thought, that's crappy. If my dad has 10 other kids, they're the kids. Well, we knew about David. Now we know about Don Andre. And you know what the family did? They accepted him. Because they're just as much family as I am and my brother. So that's the deal. That's how families should treat each other. But not if you're Biden, decent and civil.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
One other thing I'll put on your map, because I think it's very important. There's another whistleblower emerging right now who provided the Securities and Exchange Commission a detailed report in November of 2016. That's the earliest known instance of allegations of wrongdoing against the Biden family. He is emerging and beginning to cooperate with members of Congress. We could have something on that as early as next week. A lot of information is coming out of the woodwork. The storm clouds are darkening over the Biden family.
Welcome back, everybody. That was John Solomon. Says another whistleblower from November the 16th that has SEC documents about the Bidens is going to be coming forward, and we might get something on it. Well, that was last week, so maybe it'll be this week. I don't know. We'll see. But let's just say this. There's more coming. Lots more coming. And it isn't going to be good for the Bidens. It isn't going to be good for the Democrats. It isn't going to be good for the DOJ. It isn't going to be good for leftism in general. But you know what it is going to be good for? America. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, let's play the rest of the clip of what the beginning of everything with John Solomon starting out, because even though we played the very end of that, which is him talking about this other whistleblower, there was still a lot of other things that came out of this interview that he did. I believe it was on America's Real America's Voice. So check it out.
14. So we've got this about Merrick Garland. Pro tip, this person writes, when an IRS investigator says you're lying, always assume he's got receipts. Garland called the IRS whistleblower a liar. So whistleblower is now introduced. We talked about this yesterday, and you see from that law firm. Six different witnesses saying, we're going to back this up. So I want to cycle through this to put on the table a couple of ideas. We talked to your team, Joe Weber, yesterday about maybe an impeachment of Garland. Then you got the next one there. This one, we've mentioned it, but I got to ask you about it. This story that Joe Biden used a secret global cell phone while he was vice president, paid for by Hunter's firm. And a moment ago, Terrence was talking about James Comer, who I think was on Newsmax over the weekend, saying, I'm going to have more payments to the Biden family. There's more money. It's not just Russia, Ukraine, China, you name it. And so between the Garland IRS stuff, Comer and more payments, and this guy was using a secret cell phone paid for Hunter. I don't even know where to begin, John.
Well, I'll tell a story. I've never told this story before. Only my editors at the Hill knew this back in 2019. I early on got some documents from the Hunter Biden laptop. By the way, before it was turned over to the FBI, there had been some documents that law enforcement had gotten through other means. And one of those documents got leaked to me, and it had a cell phone number that Hunter Biden was paid for. So I figured, well, this is my chance. Maybe I can. I've been trying to get fair comments from Hunter Biden, so I'm going to call the cell phone. So I called the cell phone, and guess who picked up the phone?
Oh, boy.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
What? Boy, was he shocked when he got when he picked up the phone and found out it was me. He hung up pretty quickly. But it was the first idea. And later, when the laptop came out, we were able to prove that there were these cell phone bills that were being paid for that. Certainly the laptop evidence suggested maybe were Joe Biden's cell phones. But it was a shocker. I remember going into my editor saying, wow, hey, guess who I just reached? Like, who? I got Joe Biden's his phone. I called Hunter's phone and he picked up. This was in the summer of 2019. And so it's just... there is a lot more. We know from the good work that I did and Miranda Devine did that Joe Biden had a lot of bills being paid for by Hunter Biden. I think that the next big shoe to drop, even before Hunter appears in the court in late July, is that there's a strong possibility that there will be a cooperation by Devin Archer, the right-hand man of Hunter Biden during the early pursuit of foreign money, a man who moved between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden seamlessly. He knows what both guys were doing in all these foreign deals. I think that could be a seminal moment that could put a very dark cloud over this presidency.
There's already a dark cloud over this presidency because it was a presidency born of a cheat, born of a coup, and evil should not and will not flourish. Here's Representative Tom Tiffany out of Wisconsin. And a lot of these clips, folks, let me just tell you, it's going to be more of the same. But what you need to understand is that everybody's now at least, not everybody, but a lot of people are starting to talk about it. It's not being swept under the rug like it was with social media where, oh my gosh, it's misinformation, it's Russian misinformation, or you're lying and it's a conspiracy theory or whatever. No, people are finally fed up and they're saying we want to see some real justice. We have two clips. One is Representative Tom Tiffany, and he's talking about the DOJ whistleblowers. And the other clip we'll play is with him talking about the FBI director, Chris Wray.
Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany joins me now. Congressman, okay, we're learning more information by the minute, it seems, but does that change anything? I mean, is anything going to come out of this?
Well, if you're people like in my district in northern Wisconsin, you're very cynical about this at this point. As you said, is anything going to come out of this? That is the question people are asking every day. I will say, however, though, that Attorney General Garland is in a significant amount of trouble now. Who are you going to believe at this point? When you got two whistleblowers, and Gary Shapley really appears to be, I mean, as he said in that, in what you just showed, he's documented what has happened here. Those whistleblowers have powerful evidence showing that the Attorney General may be misleading the American people.
You know, they always say where there's smoke, there's fire. To me, it feels like a raging inferno right now. At what point do you think that the president, Joe Biden, gets ensnared in this, if at all?
That is a really good question. I've been saying consistently, Hunter Biden is just a bit player in this whole thing. Why did this arise as Vice President Biden, appears to have sold influence, allowed his family to be able to do that. And now as President Biden, I mean, it is all very serious that you have a family led by a leading official like Joe Biden that has appears to have sold influence. I mean, look at the Chinese money that has come in.
Yeah.
We saw the text message. I mean, it is getting more and more serious, and I just think you're going to continue to see this drip, drip, drip of more information that comes out. And it's going to be up to the Attorney General. Are you going to do your job without fear or favor, as you said in your hearings, to be nominated as the Attorney General?
Yeah. You know, another story we've been talking about this morning, Congressman, about the visitor logs at the White House, and apparently they did not disclose Hunter Biden visits, at least not all of them. Is that something we should be concerned about? We see him swanning about at state dinners.
Another part of the story, I think. Mm. And remember, the cover-up is always the worst. We see this with scandals. It's the cover-up. And so why are they not releasing that information? Now, I'm not very familiar with it. I just heard about it via you folks this morning. But if they're not showing his visits on the visitor's logs, why not?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We don't have time to play the second of Representative Tom Tiffany's statements, but we will get to that, where he's talking about the DOJ and specifically FBI Director Christopher Wray. And then we'll cover Nacy Mace as well, the reason why I'm playing these and I want you to understand why I'm kind of giving you a lot of these is I want you to understand that people are no longer being quiet about it. The media can't keep a lid on it. I don't think the Bidens are going to be able to withstand that.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New numbers released by ADP Thursday show the private sector added just under 500,000 jobs in June. That's more than double what analysts predicted and marked the biggest monthly jump since July of last year. The higher-than-expected jumps also comes ahead of the Fed Reserve weighing on whether they'll increase interest rates again after hitting the pause on rate hikes last month. The Department of Labor also set to release their jobs numbers for June tomorrow. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Beijing today on a mission to find common ground for the United States. Her visit comes amid tensions simmering that have prompted both sides to reconsider the deep commercial and investment ties that have defined the relationship for decades. President Biden has been downplaying the Chinese spy balloon shot down by U.S. fighter jets in February. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about we switch it up, talk a little bit about things going on that are outside of the Bidens, the scumbag, I use my finger quotes, president, and the scumbag first family. Pathetic, disgusting people who represent America. And I'm keeping it light. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's pathetic what it's taken to get basic media coverage of the most corrupt president in history and the most corrupt DOJ. And imagine what they would do if they went unchecked, right? Anyway, I do want to switch gears. A bunch of losers is what I see on the left. And I say this, if it weren't for them propping themselves up with their fat salaries that they've negotiated. In other words, think about what a movie star gets to make a movie. $20 million for Will Smith or $30 million for Tom Cruise or whomever. And I'm not jealous of it. I'm saying, you know, get what you can. But when we pay these people and then we listen to them, you know, just go off on us as they give themselves fake awards. They don't even care that they're just their craft should give the message. No. I want my awards. Oscars so white. I want my Grammy, my Emmys. I want to be known as a three strong prong attack, you know, singer, dancer, actor, whatever. All the hype. And then, you know what they are? They're false friends to one another. They're jealous. Look at their reality shows at the lower level where it's just the reality stars. These are the people that are living off the knowing these folks. Oh, I know so-and-so, and I know so-and-so. I get to go to all the great parties. They live vicariously through each other. And, you know, and their mega million-dollar doctor husbands or whatever else. That's what the Rich Housewives is about. Imagine what it is at the Hollywood level, the elite level, the George Clooney level. I should say the George Clueless level. Living for the next party, always trying to one-up each other. My yacht's bigger than your yacht. I threw a bigger party. Oh, the flavor of the day is coming to my party. I just bought a place in the Hamptons. And then you know what you find out? They're not as popular as they think they are. And I'll give you an example. How about B? You know who B is? Beyonce. It's an initial for something else, but we'll leave that alone. Her fans in Pittsburgh, they write, are likely to be disappointed after the superstar performer canceled her upcoming gig in the Pennsylvania metropolis. Acrisure Stadium was set to host the concert. Yeah. Acrisure Stadium. She should fill it, right? Who does she think she is? Donald Trump? But here's what it said. Instead, her Renaissance tour will have a gap between her show on August 1st in Boston and a stop in Washington, D.C. on August the 5th. And why the gap? They say, in addition to her Kansas City, Missouri performance, which pushed back from September 18th to October the 1st, making it the last performance of the tour. It's unclear, they write, if sluggish ticket sales may have been to blame for the cancellation. Hey, just like we don't know exactly who that coat belongs to in the White House, well, let me just go ahead and break it to the Beyonce people. It is because of sluggish ticket sales. It is because people are sick of Beyonce. Oh, I know, she's got a big fan base. I'm not trying to make it sound like she's gone. I'm just telling you, they're getting tired of her. According to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the stadium still had thousands of tickets unsold, and they were being unloaded for as low as $50. For her, that's giving them away. That's nuisance money for her. That's just enough to cover the cost of that thing. They couldn't give them away. $50. Come see Beyonce twerking for you. All the pretty ladies. All the pretty ladies. Oh, man. I just thought that was an interesting story. Because, see, I love it when these people find out. You may be popular in L.A. and a couple of other places, but as you go around the country, you can't pull a Donald Trump. I'll ask you this question. Maybe you're not sure anymore. You think Trump could get 10,000 people to show up in Pittsburgh? You think Trump could get 10,000 people to show up anywhere Beyonce's going to perform? See, because I know they will. Here's another one. You remember the former mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio? Well, it turns out his wife left him. Bill de Blasio used to hold this black lady up like an ornament on his arm. I'm married to a black woman, and they have their little mulatto children. Well, here's a story. So from the Daily Mail, we get our news out of the UK because American journalists don't exist anymore. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's wife, Shirlane McCray, appeared relaxed and happy as she spoke for the first time after announcing their separation. She was relaxed and happy. Now, just so we're clear, here's what I've said of all leftist women married to leftist men. You are not married to men. You are married to eunuchs. You'd be better off getting a transsexual man, a woman who became a man. That would be more man than what is known as a leftist man. So, Shirlane McCray did not leave her husband. She left her wife. And you want to know why she left her wife? Because that lesbian found herself another wife. Yes, it turns out that she's a lesbian. A lesbian, not a lesbian, but a lesbian. I didn't know this. Speaking outside the home, the couple will continue to share in Park Slope, Brooklyn, meaning he's cuckold. 68-year-old McCray. A 68-year-old woman is divorcing her husband because he's a eunuch and she wants to now go try it with women. She says she retains a very deep bond with the politician turned Harvard educator. This guy got hired by Harvard. And they still love one another. She told reporters, "It was a big change for us, but Bill and I still are very much in love. We came to this decision together, and I think it's the right decision for us to start this new chapter in our lives. Something tells me that she's already started that chapter, and Bill just didn't open the book." Yeah, I didn't know this lady is leaving her husband, and she's a lesbian, which, for the record, I don't care. I hope she's happy. Let me put it to you another way. She's been fronting with Bill de Blasio for decades. She's known what he was. She's known, "I don't want that man." And I'm going to make you another point. If that woman had been with a good man, I don't think she would have become a lesbian. See, when she's with these weak-kneed, sissy-fied men, she's like, I'm more manly than he is. I'm going to go find me a girly woman. I'm going to bet you money when Shirlene McCray, when she's found out who she's been messing around with, because you know she's had this girlfriend for quite some time, it's going to be a very effeminate little girl that'll be like, oh, and Shirlene is amazing and I just love her. It's not going to be some butch girl. No. She's felt like the man in the relationship with Bill. Trust me. Trust me, I know. More than just sleeping at a Holiday Inn Express. I know this. I know how leftists are. Anyway, interesting story to me. Here's another one that I found interesting. It was the travel to China. The U.S. recommended Americans reconsider traveling to China. You want to know why? Because of arbitrary law enforcement and exit bans and the risk of wrongful detentions. They could put you in jail for COVID over there. So Joe Biden's paid all this money. He's supposedly made friendly with the Chinese. And they issue a travel advisory to Americans and say, don't go over there because they might put you in jail and we can't get you back. I want to remind you what happened when these three black men, basketball players, went to China, shoplifted, when Donald Trump was president. Do you remember this story? They were released and sent back to America without incident. End of story. And now, Joe Biden, who's on the take, and the Chinese say, you know what will happen, Joe? If you bring people over here, we might just detain them, just to show you how powerful we are. And we will dare you. We'll dare you to do something. And you know what, Joe Biden? Well, y'all probably shouldn't be going. The rest of the story says no specific cases were cited, but the advisory came after a 78-year-old U.S. citizen was sentenced to life in prison on spying charges in May. I think it's pretty fair to say that under Biden, we probably have more Americans detained out of country than at any time in modern history.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
I watched a video of a rally from 2020. Biden had just won Super Tuesday. That's, of course, everybody was pretty much dropped out at that point. And no exaggeration, there weren't 50 people there. You could hear the echo. They were panning. If I wanted to be super generous, I'd tell you there were 70. And a bunch of them were staffers. This guy has never been popular, never has been, never will be. Everything that's happening for him is way above his pay grade. I want you to understand, we have watered down the presidency to where he might as well be a taxi driver. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You want to know why? Today, they don't ever show you pictures of the audience when Biden's at an engagement. There's no audience. There's nothing to show you. They make believe that Joe Biden's out there talking to the people, and they've got five or six people, 10, 20 at the most, that have been paid to be there, and they will never pan on that audience. They have a few people behind him, of course, because that's what, you know, that's to make it appear so everybody cares. Nobody cares. I tell you this on the heels of letting you know that, think about the superstars. I mentioned George Clooney. George Clooney could come to one of our events and nobody would take a picture with him. Nobody would care about him. Beyonce holding concerts, having to cancel concert events. She's supposed to be one of the most popular people on the planet. Canceling an event in Pittsburgh. That's no small thing. Some big stadium that could hold all the people that love Beyonce. These are the signs. And if it weren't for the government and the media and social media colluding, most of these people you wouldn't... I'll put it to you this way. When I read pop culture, which is... I don't do it intentionally, but it'll be a story about something. I click on it. I go to the Daily Mail or somewhere, you know, TMZ, page 6. I read that story, and there's a column of other things going on. Oh, so-and-so shows off her washboard abs. Oh, so-and-so's with his new baby mama on the beach in Saint-Tropez. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And it's all these different stories. And I'm going to tell you, I probably know 10% of the people, maybe less than that. They'll be naming star after star after star, talking about their beach bodies and their, you know, washboard abs and their pecs and their glutes and their training, you know, things and regimes and everything else, where they're traveling, vacationing, what parties. And I may know 10% of them. At best, I don't know them. I saw something the other day. It had Beckham, and it was almost like when you're learning a language and you see one word that you know, like enchilada. And you're like, enchilada. I speak Spanish. I know that word. I know none of them. I'm not saying that they're not known. I'm saying it's become so watered down that nobody really cares. It's kind of a good thing. Anyway, well, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about low polling. Joe Biden's government is attracting levels of confidence on par with some of the lowest ever seen, according to a new poll released around the Independence Day. Biden hosted a series of celebratory events in Washington, D.C. last week to mark the country's 4th of July holiday, which, of course, is Independence Day. But while he put on a smiling face, they said the mood inside the White House may be surprisingly low. That is because a new bombshell poll revealed that Americans' confidence in the government has plunged to the lowest across all G7 countries. There's none of our partners where the morale is lower than ours. The confidence in government. Folks, we're talking France. Macron is in the middle of riots. People are afraid in his country. They may institute martial law. Who knows what's going to come next for them? I heard thousands of cars have been burned. Maybe we'll do something more on that down the road. Trudeau, down 81% of the people want Trudeau in Canada out. You get where I'm going here? All the things that these people are going through, their economies in triage, you know, uprisings and all kinds of stuff. And Joe Biden, they say, staggering 69% of the people say they don't have confidence in this country. While Gallup notes Americans' confidence has declined sharply over the years, there was a 6% drop when Biden first assumed power, falling from 46% to 40%. Support dropped again to 31% in 2022, matching the record low levels of confidence seen in 2013, 2016, and 2018. 2018 is an outlier. Don't believe it. Now, though, 69% of the folks in America don't believe in Joe Biden. 31% of the people say we're going the right way. But it gets worse. There was a poll. This was in the Daily Mail UK. The other one was Gallup, by the way. Donald Trump is leading Biden in key swing states ahead of the 2024 presidential election, according to a new opinion poll. Fresh doubts about Joe Biden's fitness for office. Now, we have some clips of Biden. To be honest with you, I don't think of them as that bad. We'll play them because they're very short. But it does show that he's kind of losing it.
And the next day, they sent someone out to survey her yard. As Beth wrote, this is the best thing that's happened to rural America since the Rural Electrification Act brought electricity to farms in the 30s and 40s. End of quote.
Probably, but children are the kite strings. They're not somebody else's children. They're all our children. Are the kite strings that lift our national ambitions aloft. And you hold those strings. You hold those strings.
Wow. Every time we get quotes or clips from Joe Biden, I shake my head. I go, wow, why? And I know we're all trying to figure this out. Why would you invest so much in a guy that's crooked? He's incompetent and all that, but I think you have to understand that's what leftists like. I know it sounds bizarre because we're sitting there going, well, look, I want somebody that is going to move the agenda forward, is going to be pro-American, you know, all the different things that we espouse as conservatives. And we see Joe Biden do the opposite and we go, it's crazy. Who would want that? Leftists. Leftists. Until you wrap your mind around that, you can't understand them. Because you're dealing with it logically. You're dealing with all these situations logically. Illegal immigration, you get it. Versus legal immigration. You get them both. You understand the problems associated with each. But I don't know if you watch shows like, there's a new one now. It's like Border something, and it's in like Brownsville, Texas, or crossing the Texas border. And it's like to catch a smuggler. And what's funny is they're so serious about, well, this Mexican national tried to come across with taco shells or something. And we had to confiscate it. And he had, you know, enough to feed 12 people. And you never know what's going to be in those taco shells. And I'm thinking to myself, why are we even bothering to show this? Oh, we just did a confiscation, a seizure, and we found this person with some balloons in their belly, or this car had some cocaine in its tires. Those are the ones they want you to find. What are they getting away with? So, what does leftism do? Let me tell you, after watching all these narco flicks and understanding that somebody will come on TV and say, we just seized 10 million pounds of cocaine. And it's the biggest seizure we've had in 2 years or 5 years or 10 years. And it's all a show. I mean, they seized it. It was all orchestrated to make somebody be able to go on TV, brag about it, while 90% of the rest of the business is business as usual. You could have never convinced me of that a few years back. I would have called you a liar. I would have said, that's not how it works. These people are legit, man. No, they're not. Government's corrupt. And Joe Biden's the worst of them. And that's why the consumer confidence numbers are way down. We're not getting any of this back. Everybody talks about getting rid of Trump. Till we get rid of Biden, we're not getting this country back.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.